Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Drifters bringing this back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Tom Sullivan, our good friend, longtime friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Tom, thanks again for being here. You were giving us a report in the last segment of some of the things that Congress is working on these days in terms of fixing some issues, especially in the area of the tax bill. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, you had some other statistics and research that you wanted to tell us about, but before we move over there, I wanted to ask you, I don't understand, maybe you can explain to us, and I know you have an interest in this, because one of the groups that's being singled out is your profession. That though, for some reason, somebody decided that certain professions, certain sectors of the economy, weren't deserving of maximizing the tax bill, and so they called them they qualified the deductions. So attorneys, accountants, consultants, I've forgotten who all the others are, Tom. Some of these groups, like I just mentioned, are not going to qualify for the maximum advantage of the tax bill. What's wrong with that? I don't understand.
Well, I think you're pointing out something that's very confusing for the small business community, because, you know, the headline is that small businesses get a 20% deduction. And as you pointed out, that's not true for all small businesses. And that's where our friends who are CPAs are so valuable, because the CPAs who small business owners are meeting with every day are explaining to those small business owners, hey, if you don't meet that straight 20% deduction, you're not kicked to the curb here. There are plenty of other parts of that tax reform bill that will allow for you to realize a tax cut. For instance, full and immediate expensing, very exciting for small business community. The AMT is going to hit less small business owners, and there are several other provisions. And that's why at the Chamber of Commerce, we are really highlighting the local CPAs who are leaders,
but they themselves are out of favor, aren't they?
Well, who better than to explain to their clients how to maximize?
Can you explain why, Tom? Can you explain why attorneys and accountants and consultants were? I mean, are they children of a lesser god? What's the question? What's the answer? I don't understand.
No, they're part of the tax code that has to do with the professional services. Professional services have always struggled in the tax code with what amount of profits are devoted to salary and what percentage of profits go back into the business.
Jim, let me finish.
And Congress is trying to deal with that, and they came up with a very complicated situation, and that's why meeting with the CPAs is so important for small businesses.
Well, I hope that's something they're working on, and I mean that's just not right. So let's get to your research.
Sure. So you know that every quarter, in our partnership with MetLife, we survey 1,000 small business owners just to kind of keep our finger on the pulse of small business across the country. And what we saw in the first quarter this year is really, really exciting. You've heard it all before, Jim. You're small business's biggest cheerleader. We are at a record high optimism. Mm-hmm. Small businesses pegged the scale at 66.3 on our index, and that means that 66.3% of small business owners have a positive outlook about small business environment and their ability to do well in 2018. So that's the highest it's ever been in our index. And then with regards to the tax code, we've got two small businesses are positive about the tax cuts as opposed to one that is negative. And so mm-hmm. that 2-1 is exciting. But, Jim, this is where I think we are absolutely on the same page, and that is there are 30% of the small business owners who we surveyed who aren't sure.
That's right.
About the tax code. And that means that it's our responsibility at the Chamber of Commerce to make sure to work with CPAs, work with small businesses all year,
yep,
so that they can maximize tax cuts to benefit their business in 2018.
Well, why don't you invite me up and testify before Congress? Let me give them an earful. I don't think anybody.
You've done it before. Every time you're in Washington, you leave here exhausted, and D.C. benefits from your insight.
I don't know if they feel that way, but the thing is, Tom, every corporation, every C corp, got a 20% deduction. I mean, a cut in their taxes, and there's nobody. There's 100% of them got that. What you're pointing out is there's still 30% of small businesses that aren't sure. That's all you have to know about how inequitable this thing is. But so go ahead, finish your research.
We're really excited about the optimism, and now it's up to us to put that optimism in action. I think there are some headwinds, Jim, that we're trying to figure out and we're trying to solve in Congress. One of those headwinds are small business owners' ability to find, recruit, hire, and retain qualified
and willing. It's the
number one.
It's a crisis, Tom,
yep,
right now. It's the number one. It's the number one concern of every small business in every survey I've seen. Not only keeping good people, but finding good people, and just qualified people. Not even high standards. We're gonna pursue some more of this research. Tom's got this is invaluable stuff, folks, and we really appreciate him bringing it to us. USChamber.com, folks, is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. He's the Vice President of Small Business Policy there. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.